Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today we are talking again about the mid-year reset, but this time we're looking at it through the perspective of dreaming, realignment, and direction. At the halfway point of the year, this is a quiet invitation that's available to all of us, one that asks us to pause, reflect, and gently tell the truth about where we are. In today's solo episode, I'm sharing an intuitive message that was revealed through a tarot card and oracle card spread on dreams, alignment, completion, and clarity. What unfolds is not just a reflection on goals, but a reorientation back to self. Today's conversation is meant to explore revisiting the intentions that you set at the beginning of this year, recognizing where you may feel off track or possibly disconnected, releasing goals that no longer aligned or serve you, reconnecting with your ability to dream, dream, dream without limitation, and creating space for clarity to emerge rather than forcing the direction. Today's central theme of the episode is the role of our dreams, both the visions we hold for our lives and the insights that may arise in our subconscious through rest, stillness, and intention. Whether you are feeling clear, uncertain, or somewhere in between, this episode offers a grounded space to recalibrate. You are not behind. You are being invited to realign. I can't tell you all how beautifully planned that this particular episode was. And I take zero credit for it aside from the fact that I simply listened to the nudge. That was all that I did. So as I was planning for this episode, I opened the year with a lot of solo episodes and then planned for a lot of guests. And I thought that the year would be a lot more guests, 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 guests. But as I sat down and I was like, okay, who's next? What's the theme for these next few, like this next batch of guests? Nothing. No ideas. No juicy insights. And so I, at that moment in time, felt called to throw some cards around it to get some direction on it. And it didn't feel like creator's block. It just felt like the direction I logically knew that I wanted to go in was not the direction that I was supposed to go in and that I was meant to allow myself to be guided in this moment. So I pulled out my decks and there were three. I only have two of them at this moment present. But the first one was the Light Seers Tarot deck. Actually, there were four decks now that I think about it. The Herbal Astrology deck. And then there was Wild Unknown by Kim Krantz. And there was the Divine Archangel deck, the Divine Feminine Archangel deck. And unfortunately, I don't have those two handy, but it doesn't matter. We'll still talk about the cards. So there were some questions that came up. When I set out to invite a guest, what actually happened? And as I'd indicated, it was like there was this block or there were no ideas that were forthcoming. And I find myself now in this space where it's like if I pose a question inwardly and I don't get an answer, then the lack of answer is the answer in and of itself. It's almost like try again, not the right direction. So when I started throwing these cards, it was interesting because I was planning a mid-year evaluation and the way that the cards had lined up, like I, truth be told, could not have planned it any better. And what I recognized is that the resistance or even the lack of information coming internally. So like I said, I posed the question. And when I posed the question, there was nothing that came to mind. That was the answer in and of itself, that the direction that you're wanting to go or the direction that you logically feel called to go in is not necessarily either A, it's not necessarily the direction you're supposed to go in at this time. And remember, rider at this time, or B, try a different route. And so I followed that nudge. And as I followed that nudge, I started to quiet myself and I asked myself, you know, if you're honest, what has this first half of the year felt like? What, not what happened, what did it feel like? And when I thought about it or felt into it, it was, I got to be honest, the first half of the year just felt like, I don't even remember what happened, to be honest with you. I don't know about you guys, but it just feels like every time I sit down to talk to somebody about, you know, what's happened in the last day, week, month, 6 months, it's like, where do I begin? Like, I actually have to pull out my journal and be like, hang on, let me just kind of refresh my memory with what's happened. And that's what this first half of the year felt like. And when I think about the goals that I set, I actually made myself two vision boards at the very beginning of this year. One that was focused on work, and I have it here on my phone so that I'm constantly reminded of like what I'm trying to build, what I'm trying to accomplish. And then I have one on my personal phone. And same thing. So it's around those things that I am trying to bring into my life, those experiences that I'm trying to bring into my life. And so when I sat down and I looked at it, it was like, okay, well, where have I been quietly doubting myself? Where have I gotten off track? Where have I lost the plot? Where have I, all of these things. And because the year has been so fast to this point, it was actually a really beautiful and valuable exercise for myself, because I realized that for the most part, I think I've stayed very focused on what the goals were, but I also realized that there was like some peripheral things that either no longer serve me, or there have been some really great things that have come up that I didn't even anticipate. And frankly, I'm so happy and so excited about things that I just, and that's what I love about setting objectives for the year or intentions or experiences. And then there was even on my personal vision board, I left a big old question mark. And so it's a question mark with 2026, and it says sky is the limit. And we're going to get to that. It's funny, when I made this was in January. And it's funny how this theme of the sky is the limit, which to me was like, don't even cage yourself into like what you can see, allow for what you can't see, allow for what else emerges through the dream state, which funnily enough, came up in these cards. So when I was doing this midpoint check-in, there was like all of these practical things that I had planned for, and, you know, yes, 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 no, 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 let go, focus, double down, so on and so forth. But then when I tuned into the softer energy around that, and I realized like there are some things that have emerged that are far more important to me now, and I didn't even know it at the beginning of the year, or at least even if I did know it, it's just become so much more front and center. So one of the ways that I feel like I've been surprised in this experience is particularly around the spiritual work or the energetic work and the practical work that I do. And this is, you know, this is the whole point of what I talk about with Sacred Leadership and Eva, or Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the podcast, as well as Pavitra Leadership. It's how do we really live the life where we can weave these two seemingly completely unrelated things together. And I would say that the biggest surprise to me has been the fact that that weaving has deepened even more. I didn't, just when I think I surprised myself, I go ahead and I surprise myself even more. And so that's one of the things where I'm just like, wow, there's just like so much more. It's almost like, how deep does the rabbit hole go? Well, folks, it goes pretty darn deep. That is what I've learned. When I think about how I've maybe disappointed myself, I really try not to go down this rabbit hole too often, because it can easily become one of those things, and I'm conscious enough of my humanness to recognize that sometimes when we evaluate, what I'm evaluating are the times and the experiences where I didn't show up the way that I wanted to. Today, in fact, was one of those days where I was having a situation unfold at work, and I didn't realize it in the moment, but as I was reflecting on it, I realized that my ego was fully in control of that situation. And it bothered me last night and this morning. And so when something bothers me before I go to sleep, and it now bothers me when I wake up, I know that it's something that I have to deal with. And so I dealt with it. And even in the moment, I was tempted to be like, man, you know better. Like, you totally let yourself, like, I was having a conversation with this person yesterday and I lost my cool. That's what happened. I didn't completely lose my cool, but they were elevating and I gave them the opportunity to say what was on their mind, speak their truth, have all their emotions. And then when it was my turn, I was just kind of like, the person was like interrupting and didn't want to hear what I have to say. So I got angry because I was like, I listened to you and I don't like the way that you're talking to me. Actually, now that I think about it, I did pretty good because I gave the person the opportunity. I said, you know, I don't like the way that you're talking to me right now. So if you want to have a few minutes to like calm yourself down, then we can come back to this. And maybe that's what the person didn't like that I'd said. But the point being is that when I walked away from the situation, I could see that I could have still handled it better. And I think that that's where I was disappointed in myself, is that, you know, I talk about these things all the time, and every interaction is an opportunity to like evaluate or choose how you show up in these scenarios. And I think if I was evaluating myself where there's still room for improvement, I guess the room for improvement is I'm still human in all of this. I'm still learning that it's not perfection, that I don't have it nailed 100%, and I'm still going to have some grace with myself within that and just recognize that every opportunity is still one to choose how I show up and to feel my emotions, but not allow my emotions to like fully guide the situation. And when I looked at the expectations or objectives and goals that I'd set for myself this year, one question I sat with was, are these mine? Were they mine to begin with? And are they still mine at this point in time? And even now, when I look back at, you know, the vision board that I set for myself, they're mine. I'm so passionate about it. Actually, they're all mine. The how might not be mine, but the objective itself is still mine. So yay me. But I guess the question is, what do you do if you recognize that they're not? And how do you go about shifting? I think it's easy to shift. Well, maybe it's not easy to shift if they're your expectations or objectives or not. But I think the point is that I think sometimes we feel like just because we set a goal or set an intention or set an objective at the beginning of the year, that we must follow through with it, that we absolutely must. And I don't want to be the person that necessarily says to people, don't follow through on your commitments. But this experience that we live in, this beautiful divine universe, is a full living, breathing, constantly changing, very dynamic entity. And it's constantly shifting. So I think that if we are walking a path and it just doesn't feel good, full stop, like at all, I'm not talking about challenges. I'm not talking about obstacles. I'm not talking about things that we need to maneuver. I'm talking about like in your gut, brick in your chest, ick in the belly, kind of not feel good. Then I think that that's an invitation to like reevaluate the path that you're on and if it's in alignment with you or not. And that it's perfectly okay to choose a different adventure. It's perfectly okay to make a decision to tweak or go in a completely different direction or let go of things that are no longer serving you. I think that's the whole point of the journey. I think the journey is meant to be lived in joy, in fulfillment, and not necessarily filled with pain, grief, and suffering. I know there are some people that believe that we got to suffer on this journey. I am not one of those folks who think that the journey has to be painful. Yes, there are painful experiences, but I do not think that we need to intentionally choose suffering and pain. So, with that in mind, I would love to go ahead and share the cards that came up for this particular point in the year. But we are going to go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, I will share with you the spread of cards that came up. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am talking about the mid-year checkpoint and dreaming realignment and sacred direction. So in the first segment here, I was talking about, the process of really stopping and pausing and getting quiet with oneself and seeing what still resonates with you at this particular point in the year. And how I threw a bunch of cards for this particular episode to kind of help guide the framework for what today's conversation would be about. And unfortunately, I don't have all of the cards, but the first card that had come up had come out of the Divine Feminine Oracle deck. And it was a card about dreams, dreaming a beautiful dream. And it was, I read the card in like a really interesting way. Because, you know, it's funny because I was planning this in advance of today. And it's funny that as I was planning it, I didn't even know what would be going on in my world at this point today. So that's what happens when we kind of let go of the need to feel like we got to control every single thing. Beautiful things inevitably end up happening. So I pull this card and I sat with a few questions. And remember, the overall theme was about dreaming. And so the first question I asked myself was, well, was I still dreaming? And I don't necessarily mean, I mean both dreams. So the big, hairy, audacious types of dreams where you have no limits and you don't cap yourself and you let yourself just get into Just Imagine. I don't know if you guys know that game, but there's a whole book that's called Just Imagine, and or it's a game that we used to play with the kids. But it's a game all about dreaming and not putting limitations on where you can go and what you can do. And one of the things that I often say is if you believe it or if you can dream it, then you can achieve it. And so I asked myself, okay, well, am I still dreaming? As in dreaming big for my life. And I recognized that maybe I had stopped dreaming a little bit about, you know, these big goals. Because I'll be honest, folks, I feel like I am living my dream. Where I am at this particular point in time, I feel in many ways like I didn't even know it was a dream, but I feel pretty good about where my life is. So it feels like a pretty good dream. But I recognize that there's so much more. So now I'm dreaming in a way that's like, well, what else is possible? Like, what else can I? And not even just in the way, like, it was funny because that idea really sat with me when I was doing the vision board. Because I don't know if any of you have done vision boards before, but it used to be a time when I'd be like, oh, I want a new car. I want money. I want a new house. I want this. I'm like things. I was dreaming for things. But this year, when I was doing my vision board, it was like, I didn't ask for any of those things. I didn't put any of those things on my board. I mean, I did put money, but it wasn't for me. It was for something else entirely. I didn't put a car. I didn't put houses. I didn't put any of that stuff. I put like relationships and specifically like my kids, the relationship with my partner, the relationship with my family, like deepening those. Those are the kinds of things I put on my vision board. And I was like, wow, what a, and had gratitude in that moment. Cause I was like, wow, to be at a place in space where you're not wishing for things, you're just wishing for these things that are so intrinsic, like intangibles that you can't even, like deepening relationships, deepening connections, those kinds of things, like deepening my practice of spirituality. Those were the things that I put on my vision board. So I was like, what a beautiful place to be. And those are the types of things that you're trying to, that you have as objectives or you have as goals. Now, mind you, I had work stuff on there too. So the, yes, there were very practical goals on there as well, but the personal one was very different. The other question that I asked myself is, when did I allow practicality to take place of vision? And I think where this often shows up in my world is when it comes to work. But something really interesting has been happening, you know, leading up to this second half of the year, where it's like the practical is still there, but I'm certainly allowing far more energetic and spiritual work to like really infiltrate my experience. The other question I had to ask myself is, am I afraid of dreaming too big? And for me, that was a heck no. I am not afraid of dreaming too big. I think I just got complacent, if I'm being honest. You know, we can sometimes get to a place in life where it's like, I'm comfortable. And I want to watch my verbiage here. I always want to be in a space of more. And I don't mean more as in, well, I'm going to be careful here again. So, but I just mean more, more experience, more love, more abundance, more, more, more. I think the universe is always trying to give us more of what we want. And frankly, the way that I look at these things now is that the more that I bring into my experience, then the more I am able to bless those that come into experience with me. So the more the merrier is really the way. That's why I had to really shift my relationship with abundance from feeling guilty around having more or wanting more to what's wrong with more. The more I have, the more other people get, because I know that I'm a generous person. I know that I'm a giver by nature. It's my natural place to be. It's my natural state to want to give to people. So if I'm having all this abundance in my world and my cup is full and I've got all this overflow, I am naturally going to want to share that. That is just who I am. And so I felt like the last part of this dream piece was a reminder to start dreaming again, and not just the actual, you know, going to sleep and dreaming, but like start stretching myself again in terms of the things that I desire to bring into my experience. The second card, and I actually had to pull this card out for you guys because I have the deck, but this is the Seven of Cups. I don't know if you can see that, but the Seven of Cups is an interesting card because you can read it a few different ways, but in the context of this particular throw, it felt exactly like where I am right now. All kinds of choices. My cup runneth over. Like literally, there are seven cups on this card. And I definitely feel like whatever you want, pick one. And if you look at this card, what's really interesting is like it's almost a little bit of a warning as well, because it's there's a little bit of a symbolism here with chutes and ladders. And for those of you who know the game chutes and ladders, if you pick the wrong one, you can find yourself at the bottom versus being on your way up. So it felt very much like an invitation. So very much a affirmation that you have so many choices in your world right now, but choose wisely. And instead of like a warning, more like discernment. And that's exactly where I find myself right now. Exactly where I find myself going, okay, I've got all these cups. Yay. I'm so happy and so grateful that I have all these options. But sometimes to fully enjoy and embody an experience, we have to decide which cup we want to let go of. We have to decide which cup doesn't need our attention right now. And that is exactly how I feel at this moment in time. It's like, and I feel like this point in the year is kind of like that reevaluation piece, right? And that's why I say I couldn't have planned this any better. If you're sitting at this point in the year where there's so many things sitting in front of you, this is definitely an invitation to like reevaluate and make sure and discern. I don't want to plant fear. So I don't want to say caution. I want to say discern. And if the invitation is also, you know, to like maybe allow yourself to be intuitively guided in this versus like logically picking something that you think makes sense. This journey, when you choose to engage with it in a very intentional way, you will quickly realize that it is not 1 + 1 = 2. It is 1 + 1 might equal 2, but it could also equal 7 or possibly -3. Like it's just not so linear. And so this card, I keep coming back to it because it feels like more be discerning about what's on your plate. And that's why the piece around alignment and how do you feel, what lights you up. It's like taking a moment to sit in what feels good and what lights you up and what feels draining and maybe brings you down. And then this piece around discernment will become a little easier for evaluating where you are at this moment in time. The next card that came up right after, which was funny, was the Hierophant. And the Hierophant in this particular deck, yes, the Hierophant can be around structure, rules, tradition, contracts, things like that. It can be all of those things. But I think the reason why I love this card particularly is because it's really hard to see because of the light. But if you see on this card, there's like this stairway to like what I would call divine connection. So there's like a few meanings that can be discerned from this. But what it felt like for me and why it resonated for me at this particular point in time is because one of the things that has really come up full force in my life at this exact moment in time is like this deepening of this interaction between the practical and the spiritual. And I never, like, I asked for it. Like it's, I wish I could show it to you guys on my vision board, but I literally have it on here. It was like a spiritual deepening. There's an image of me where it's like, and I remember when I was explaining it to my daughter, I'm like, I want this for myself and that for myself. And here I am at the 6-month mark of the year. And that's exactly what happened or is happening at this point in time. And it almost feels like there's contracts and structures in the practical world, but there are equally contracts and rules, so to speak, in the energetic world. I forgot to bring the book, but I'll bring it next time. And it talks about the universal laws of manifestation and bringing things into your world and bringing experiences into your world. I've definitely talked about the book before, but it talks about like, you know, the law of resonance and the law of frequency and vibration and all of these things. And the point that I'm trying to get at ultimately is like this card was almost validating this card. So this card was talking about more discernment. At least that's how I read it. And then this card was almost like validating for me, because this card can also mean like spiritual enlightenment, spiritual deepening, awakening, these kinds of things. And that's why I love this card, because of this stairway to like, or the connection to the divine. And so that's exactly where I find myself at this moment in the year where I'm like, trying to figure out like what feels good. What do I just kind of need to set aside for a moment and maybe come back to if I feel called to? But this whole deepening experience that I asked for, I just didn't know how it was going to materialize in my life. So when we come back, we're going to take our second break. When we come back, I will move on to the third card in this throw, which came from the Herbal Astrology Oracle deck. But we will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am inviting you into a mid-year reset where we're chatting about dreaming, realignment, and direction. So in the first and second segments of today's episode, I have been talking about that recognition or that decision, that very conscious and intentional decision to check in at the midpoint of the year and what that might look like. In the last segment, I was beginning to share some of the cards that had come up in this tarot and oracle card throw that I've been doing. And it's funny, and I keep saying it's funny, but honestly, I often find myself in a place of awe and humility, because I didn't know when I was drawing these cards how perfectly it would actually line up with where I personally and professionally find myself right now. Like, it's magical. And so that's where the awe and the humility come from. And again, another, you know, allow your intuition to guide you. Sometimes magical things happen when we do that. But anyways, getting back to the cards, the third card that came up was this card here, and it's called Comfrey. And from this particular deck, the Herbal Astrology Oracle deck, for those of you who are not familiar with it, the intention around the deck is to maybe embody the energy of that particular plant or herb. You don't necessarily need to ingest it. If it's healthy and safe to do so, you certainly can. But again, as I look at exactly where I am in my life at this moment in time, this card's about completion. This card is about achievement, completion of a cycle, success, closure, completion of a long journey, wholeness, and mending. And at the time, I was just like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. But right now, it makes full sense. And not in an obvious way. It's in such a subtle way, in ways that I can't even fully articulate. I guess if I had to try, I would say that it's like in the personal arena or the energetic or spiritual arena, it feels like the death of an old version of myself. That's the easiest way to put it. And I think that's where the completion of a cycle and the success piece comes from, because the way that I am interacting with my life, I've never interacted with my life like this before, not like this. And so that's why it's like the death of an old version of myself. And the old version of myself, for anybody who knows Charisse from like 10, 15 years ago, okay, it's not fully dead, because I still like my calendar just fine, and I still live my life by a calendar in many ways. But the need to plan, the need to know, the need to have all of the answers. And I feel like I am being reminded by this particular card that I don't really feel the need to have all the answers. I find myself almost on a daily basis. Yesterday is a really great example. I was having a conversation with somebody. They wanted to engage in an interact, like into a financial transaction that was going to be a significant outlay of money. And instead of going into like panic mode, I thought, and I literally said to the person, like, I said, I really want to work with you. And I said, but we're just going to put that out there and we're going to see what happens. We're going to see. And what I was really saying, and they understood the language that I was using, but what I was really saying is like, I'm going to take a moment, sit with myself, feel into whether or not this is like right at this time. And if it's right, then I trust that all of the resources will make themselves available in order for me to walk this road with you in this financial energetic exchange. And that's what I mean when I say, like, I don't need to have the answers. I trust now that, sorry, I'm beginning to trust that the information or the way, the how, will make itself available when it needs to make itself available. But other questions that you might sit with here is, do you feel like you might be failing at this halfway point of the year? And what is your definition of failure? Is it really failure? Sometimes I find myself saying to people that I don't actually think that there's any wrong decision. Sometimes there's equally enough value in making the wrong decision to know what you don't want, as it is making the right decision that feels good. And sometimes you got to go down those sticky paths in order to fully recognize what does not serve you and what you do not desire in your experience. Another question you might sit with is, if you've achieved things outwardly, do you actually feel fully settled and complete inside? So does your outside world match your inside world? And that one, I think we see lots of examples of people out in life. Some people you might know, some people might be, you know, superstars or famous or whatever the case may be, who look like they have everything all together. But I wonder if they really feel as settled internally as they do outwardly. So do they feel like they've fully achieved the things that they've set out to achieve? And I know for a really, really long time, I felt like I was living that life where it was like, I felt like I had all the things that you were supposed to have, like, you know, married and kids and house and good job, good money, vacations 2 or 3 times a year, and just didn't feel good. Like, felt a void, felt a hole. I think that for any of you that might be sitting in that space, that's a good indication that you might need to reevaluate the path that you're on. If you outwardly have all the things that say success, yay, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah, but you do not feel fulfilled internally, that is a strong indicator that maybe it's time to reevaluate. And with that in mind, I realized that for me, the outside achievement and the inside achievement are now much closer in sync. They might not be 100% here, but in before it was like always feeling just out of my reach. Now it feels more like not just out of my reach. It feels like ask and ye shall receive. That if I just set the intention and put it out there, and I know some people who this might land, let this might show up in your experience. You might be like, oh, this magical woo-hoo manifestation business. I think once you begin to engage with it in a very intentional way and you know what you're looking for, you can begin to see the signs and the synchronicities and the things that validate whether or not you were on your path or on the path to like bringing in the things that you desire for yourself. And I'll be really honest with you. I said in this episode that when I was putting my vision board together, that I was looking for experiences or wishing to bring in experiences that are very, very different from previous vision boards that I've done. So I don't know if that is if nothing else, that is to say, like, if you engage in the path very intentionally and consciously, I think that you can absolutely create and build a life outside of your dreams. Now, the next card that came up, unfortunately, I don't have the deck here with me, but it was from Kim Krantz, Wild Unknown deck, and it was the Sun of Swords. And swords are often about they're quick energy cards. They're very decisive, and it's usually around mental intelligence, wit, acuity, that sort of thing. And so when that card comes up, the question that came to mind was like, where are you trying to force things? Where are you trying to force clarity? And sometimes, and so maybe it was like a question, like, are you trying to force things? Are you trying to force clarity? And as I just finished saying, no, I don't. When I checked in with myself, I was like, do I feel like I'm trying to force clarity in scenarios? Not anymore. I can definitely recall versions of myself where, yes, I needed to know, I need the answer right now. And I'm just like, ugh, the answer will find me when it does, and I'll just deal with it. There's too many things, that's some verbiage. There are so many things going on in my world right now that the bandwidth that it takes to think about all the things all the time is exhausting. And frankly, I would just rather deal with things as they come up. And then this was my most favorite question, and I'm going to pose it to you, is if I started to make choices and move in directions from alignment instead of pressure, what would that look like? And when I sit in that energy, and if you allow yourself to dream and just sit in a moment where you can do exactly that, I think you'll pleasantly surprise yourself. Because every time I do this, where I just sit in the energy of no limits and allow myself to like allow my mind to wander wherever it wants to go, inevitably what ends up happening is there's some visuals that come up and I just feel so juicy and so warm. That is creative energy. That is manifesting energy. That is the energy of go in that direction. When you give yourself the freedom and the space to just sit with yourself and allow your mind to take you where it wants to go in terms of the dream state, it can be really exciting. And then when you're done with that particular activity or exercise, write it down and then come back to it. You know, don't necessarily make a decision, but write it down so that you can come back and, you know, use some discernment, right? This is where this card comes in. Use a little bit of discernment and see, you know, is that a direction that you are feeling called or pulled to move into? And so with that, I think that the clarity that will come can begin to like settle you for the second half of the year. And so if you're feeling a little bit on edge or agitated or unclear or uncertain, or is this the direction, this point in the year, I really think, and I don't know that enough of us use the midpoint enough to really evaluate not just the objectives, but if we're still going in the direction that we feel aligned to go in. And so I keep this mid-year point in this little mini series that has unintentionally, or from me anyways, unintentionally come into being, I think is really me saying, like, if you're not somebody who generally evaluates where you are quarterly or even, you know, at the midpoint of the year, I really can't stress enough that maybe try something different so that you can have a different outcome if you're not, you know, on the path that you want to be on at this particular point in the year. So we are going to take our next break. And when we come back, we are going to talk more about dreaming, but in the practical sense. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse at PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network. If you're enjoying this show, please go find me on your favorite platform and give me a 5-star review. I would be beyond grateful for it, for the love and the support, and it will certainly assist in getting this information out to those who need it. So on today's show, I've been talking a lot about the mid-year, the reset, the evaluation, go right, go left, pause, release, all this other kind of stuff. And it's turned into an entire arc, to be honest with you. But as we wrap up today's show or begin to wrap up today's show, I want to leave you with some practical thoughts and ideas around what dreaming can look like. So I want to reframe dreams a little bit in the sense of the actual dream state. So I've witnessed for myself that I have not always been now I'm talking about like dreamers and sleeping and dreaming, but I have not always been like a consistent dreamer or someone who remembers or recalls their dreams. But I have, over the course of the last couple of years, been very conscious and intentional about improving my dream recall, because I have seen in my own life how my dreams give me so much symbolism and so much information for me to use in my life. So I started to wonder, as I was like really improving this dream recall, is like, what if my dreams were not random at all? And the truth is they haven't been. They have been so aligned with what is going on in my waking world. And there's the dreaming is still so largely unstudied or not studied. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But for me, I don't look at my dreams anymore as, I remember when I would have like really weird dreams, I'd be like, oh, maybe I ate something super weird last night. But I really look at it as an opportunity for my subconscious self or my, for the divine or the spirit or whatever the God of your understanding is to like really come through and speak to me, because my conscious mind is like not engaged. I'm like soft, open, vulnerable, and ready to receive. And what I would pause and ask you is, are you dreaming? Not even just in your waking life, as in daydreaming, but are you dreaming at night? Would you like to improve your dream recall? Sometimes it's as simple as saying, hey, I would like to yourself, hey self, I would really like to remember my dream in the morning, and start there. And even if you remember only one thing that comes through, that is the beginning of improving your dream recall. But one thing that I've recognized is that my dreams absolutely have to do with helping me navigate my waking life. It feels also like my intuitive self, you know, coming through and speaking to me. And also, it's the stuff that you can't really fully process in your waking moment. So from a practical sense, you know, of course, there's dream recall, writing down your dreams, all of which I do. And how I normally do that is I'll just start with like writing down the major symbolisms that come through in my dreams. So for example, I dreamt last night and it was like what I woke up with was like, it started, and this is what I always often find is like, if I just start writing it down, then more comes. And so the first thing I wrote down this morning was acorns, and two of them, it's like two acorns were given to me in a dream. There's more to it, but I'm not going to go into the whole dream. And so as I was writing like the whole story of the dream and what came through in terms of like strong symbolism. And more importantly, how I felt in the dream. Was I scared? Was I excited? Was I neutral? Was I detached? Was I observing? What was my feeling in the dream? Because to me, that's as just as much or important information as the symbolism itself. The other thing I have recognized that I have done away with before going to sleep is I don't use my phone. I put my phone away. Yes, I use my phone as an alarm, but like I don't scroll before I go to bed. Now, before I go to bed, I have like a whole ritual. I take a nice hot shower or bath. I shower with like lavender. I rub myself down in lavender. And then I usually will like pray and meditate. Like I get myself into like a pre-sleep kind of like cozy, juicy place so that I can, I'm like almost what I'm saying, what I'm signaling my body for is like, I am opening and getting ready to receive whatever goodness you want to give to me this evening. And so I found that like that of late has been, I've only been doing that one very, very recently. And it has like really amplified, what comes through in my dream state. So the stillness, the meditation, and then having, like I said, like a before going to bed ritual, and then the piece around setting an intention. So the intention might be, one thing that I'll sometimes suggest to people is if you're at the very beginning of trying to improve your dream recall, getting into the habit of like asking yourself, your higher self or your guides or God or whatever to like help you remember your dreams. Alcohol is not usually great. So avoid substances, I would say, if you're trying to like induce dream recall. There are some theories and some belief around using amethyst under your pillow to help improve clarity and dream recall. Lavender, I talked about because it, to me, it makes me feel very relaxed when I'm going to bed. I've also found that I have been drinking more tea before I go to bed. So naturally, I just found myself like moving into these types of practices and modalities that I feel like put me into a more of a relaxed state before I go to bed. And then, of course, this one seems, and this one I love giving to super logically minded people, but if they have a lot that they're carrying during their waking hours, I find myself saying things like, ask for the answer to whatever you're grappling with in your waking life, in your dream. And where people often get confused, and this is what I always say, this is why the spiritual journey is not a linear one, because we might go and say, hey, how do I deal with this human resource problem? And you go to bed and you have a dream and it's like, seems like something completely unrelated. But what I would strongly suggest is don't discount it. Even if it doesn't make logical sense to you, when you wake up, look at your symbolism, Google it, use ChatGPT, AI, or if you have a dream dictionary, they're all over the place. And see what resonates, because it'll give you a whole bunch of suggestions on what the symbolism can mean. See what resonates and go with that. You will know by how it feels in your body. So I hope that today, if you are sitting in that space, that the episode has given you a little bit of practicality and spirituality to navigate the midpoint review. Until next time, take care of yourself.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.